U.S. TikTokers and users have now become unable to access the popular Chinese-owned social media platform because of a federal ban on the app used to make their short videos pertaining to seaside visits, workout, education, risky places, attractive landscapes, and do business or supplement their income. Once users attempt to access TikTok in the U.S., a message appears, "Sorry, TikTok isn't available right now." A law banning TikTok has been enacted. Unfortunately, that means you can't use TikTok for now. We are fortunate that President Trump has indicated that he will work with us on a solution to reinstate TikTok once he takes office. The U.S. TikTokers have already made up their mind to switch over to other Chinese social media platforms such as Red Note, known in China as Xiaohongshu, Lemonade, Kapkut, and the like. The massive digital migration was witnessed during last week as they read between the lines that TikTok might be banned. The Guardian reported that the app, TikTok, stopped working in the U.S. late on Saturday, shortly before a federal ban was due to take effect. The app is no longer available on Apple's iOS App Store or Google's Play Store. The U.S. Congress passed a law in April last year mandating that parent company ByteDance either sell TikTok to a non-Chinese owner or face a total shutdown. It chose the latter. TikTok said that divestment is simply not possible, not commercially, not technologically, not legally. The company held that line until the very end. The U.S. Supreme Court upheld on Friday a law banning TikTok in the United States on national security grounds if its Chinese parent company ByteDance did not sell the short video app by Sunday. As judges in a 9-0 decision declined to rescue a platform used by about half of the Americans, Reuters reported. There is no doubt that for more than 170 million Americans, TikTok offers a distinctive and expansive outlet for expression, means of engagement, and source of community. Republican President-elect Donald Trump, who opposed a TikTok ban and has some soft corner about the app, which helped him with young voters in the 2024 election, succeeds Biden on Monday. The Supreme Court decision was expected, and everyone must respect it, Trump said in a social media post. My decision on TikTok will be made in the not-too-distant future, but I must have time to review the situation. Stay tuned, Trump said. He and Chinese President Xi Jinping discussed issues including TikTok in a phone call on Friday. TikTok CEO Xuzi Chu will attend Trump's inauguration on Monday, seated among other high-profile invitees. According to TikTok, the ban could impede its user base, advertisers, content creators, and employee talent. The app has 7,000 U.S. employees. Meanwhile, Western media, which favor policies of U.S. lawmakers, has also reported many a time that the social media platforms owned by U.S. tycoons can be accessed by the U.S. CIA.